Amen. Realigning with the Great Commission. Lord, we pray today, God, as we say goodbye to 2020, Lord, we enter into 2021, God, that you will just shine your eyes down upon this local church, Lord God, and that you would help us to reap a harvest in this year, Lord, that we never dreamed we could reach, God. Lord, I'm believing in the miracles and signs and wonders that are going to follow each and every one, every believer in this place today, God. And today I pray you rest upon them, God, that you empower them to do a Holy Ghost power work in their lives, Lord, that they would reach the lost, Lord God, that they would be realigned with the Great Commission today, God, that your glory would touch each and every one in this place, God, to put a burning hunger and longing desire down in our souls to reach the lost, to reach those that are without you, God, to reach those that are dying right now because of this pandemic, Lord, that don't know you, God. I pray, God, that you put a hunger down in our souls, God, today, that we get a desire deep in our souls, that we can't sit still because there's nobody beside us that needs the Holy Ghost. There's nobody beside us that needs to hear about you, God. Lord, stir our hearts, stir us, Lord God. Put a hunger in us today, Lord, to be about your business. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2020 started out with great emphasis on how we were going to have new vision. Many ministers began preaching 2020, having 2020 vision for 2020. Amen. I used to have 2020, believe it or not. It's fading fast. But we were focused on what God was going to do in 2020. Man, God was going to do great things. How, man, we're going to see miracles and wonders, and our eyes were going to be focused on the lost and all of those things. Having 2020 vision means you see very clearly. You don't have to wear glasses. You don't have to have magnifying glasses in front of you or anything. A few months into the year of 2020, all of a sudden, nothing was clear. Boom. Everything was crazy. Nothing made sense. It was all no focus of whatsoever. Amen. We didn't know what was going on. COVID-19, the China virus, took center stage of every household. Fear gripped the hearts of many, and many lost sight of the Great Commission. As a matter of fact, God has never wavered. Amen? Hallelujah. It didn't affect God at all. This virus hasn't shooken him up one bit. Has it shaken him? Has it scared him? Amen. He has not been blinded by it, taken off guard by it. God has never wavered. God is still concerned about the harvest. Amen. Amen. God is still weeping over the cities without somebody to preach the gospel to them. Amen. God is not wavering on that fact that we need to pray that he would send forth laborers into the harvest to reach those people that are lost without a shepherd. Hallelujah. God is still concerned about the harvest. Hallelujah. I believe that everything we are experiencing is God trying to awaken the church. Amen. My coming is near. Hallelujah. I'm coming after a bride. Amen. Wake up, church. Wake up. I'm coming for a bride that is awakened, that is ready, that is watching and working for me. Church, it's time to realign with the Great Commission. Hallelujah. God has not lost his 2020 focus. Amen. He is focused more than ever before because of His soon coming. Oh, He's wanting to see the harvest of His people changed. God's focus has always been on the lost. Hallelujah. He loves those that are lost. He wants, and such were some of us. Amen. We were lost one day, but by the grace of God, His love picked us up and turned us around. Amen. He gave you a hope. He gave you a peace. He gave you joy. He gave you happiness. He loved you while you were yet a sinner. Amen. Jesus Christ showed somebody how to reach you. Hallelujah. If you're lost today, you don't have to be that way when you leave. Amen. You can have the Holy Ghost today. You can be baptized in Jesus' name. You can be filled with the joy of the Lord today. Amen. All you got to do, just like I told my uncle's friend, just repent. Just repent again and just ask God to fill you today. Amen. And God will fill you. If you want it, God will fill you. Hallelujah. 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 You can obey the great commission that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Amen. They preached that word because they saw some miraculous things happen after Jesus rose from the dead. They saw some miraculous things. God just appear into a room and stand in the midst of them. Amen. Don't tell me God can't talk to Himself. If He can appear in a room, He can do anything. Hallelujah. 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 They saw miraculous things. Didn't record it, but they told about it. Power of God doing miraculous things. And God spoke directly to those men and told them to go preach the gospel. And by golly, they did it. What they preached is the gospel. What we're hearing today is not the gospel because it wasn't preached by His apostles. Chosen by God. The Word of God. God had done miraculous things and wanted those men to preach that gospel, and they did it with all that was within them. They sold out to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the Holy Ghost got inside of them, man, things changed. Power of God flowed. They weren't afraid of nothing. Nothing. They didn't fear nothing. Things that they feared just a few days before, they didn't fear it anymore. They walked them streets and told people about Jesus Christ. They didn't fear nobody. God is trying to focus us here today. Realign our focus to the harvest. Get your mind off of everything else. Amen. God's got a commission. He wants us to fulfill. Amen. Reaching in that which is lost. His direct proclamation to the lost that day was to repent, Peter said, and be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes. It takes all that to enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Don't miss it. Don't miss any of it. You got to have it all. Amen. I'm so glad I've got it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have made any of these steps in your life, but have not completed all of them, you can do that today. You can receive baptism in Jesus' name. You can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You can repent for the very first time. Amen. You can walk in the power of the gospel today, and God will forever change you. God has sent me today to help you make sure you have obeyed the gospel. Amen. Obey the gospel. Now, I believe the Bible is very clear about everyone who has partaken of the Spirit of life freely. Amen. You are going to be held accountable with what God has done with you and what God has given you. And God, what the Holy Ghost that He's put with inside you, God's going to hold you accountable for what you do with that. Amen? He didn't give it to you to lay it dormant in your life, never to be exercised or used or anything. Just left there. Yeah, I received the Holy Ghost 18. God wants you to use what He's given you. Amen. He's gonna ask of you one day, what did you do with what I give you? Jesus did not robe Himself in human form and bleed and die on an old rugged cross so that you could get back and sit back and sip lattes or sit on a beach and rest all of your life and drink tea and tan in the sun. He's got a mission for you. Amen. He loved you. Amen. That's why He died for you. So that you could have a way of escaping the wrath of God that was coming upon you. Amen. And He wants you to share that with somebody else. Amen. We do need to take time to rest. Don't get me wrong. Rest is important, but don't live your life to rest. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to awaken us to not falling into a spiritual complacency in our lives and focusing on the things of this world and just working our lives to rest, to retire. God's got a plan. Amen. Amen. God's given you His Spirit. Amen. To change this world. Romans 13 and 11 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." Shake yourself out of that comfort zone and start realigning with the Great Commission. Amen. Get your life realigned with God, what God has called each and every one of us to do. And that is to seek and to save that which is lost. Hallelujah. God is wanting you to not be asleep by the things of this world, the pleasures of life. When is the last time you helped someone into the kingdom of God? Don't be like these foolish virgins of Matthew 25:5. It says that they slumbered and slept. You don't want to be caught off guard. Stay awakened to Jesus' soon return and keep your hand to the plow. Amen. Stay alert. Stay ready. Amen. Be about the business that God has called us, each and every one of us to. And that is seeking and saving the lost. That's the will of God. Amen. For this hour is to reach the lost of this world. Amen. He cried. He was burdened for the lost. Hallelujah. Matthew 25:14 says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." This parable of talents is a story we all had better pay close heed to. It basically says that the Lord gave everyone a talent and He expected everyone to have at least to have taken it and at least have one or more others than the one that He had given them when He returned. Jesus' purpose, I believe, His purpose is telling this parable was to let the disciples know that the gift that they were going to be given was not meant to be kept to themselves. Give it away. Tell somebody about it. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the best gift that you will ever receive. Say it again. The Holy Ghost is the best gift you'll ever receive. Come on. Hallelujah. That's my God inside of me. Hallelujah. My Savior, my friend, my deliverer, my comforter, my peace giver. Amen. My way maker. Hallelujah. My rock, my shelter. Oh, everything I need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's somebody out there that needs a peace giver. There's somebody out there that needs a way maker. There's somebody out there that needs something in their life. And you have it. You have it. Hallelujah. Give it away. Give it away. Give it to them. Show them the way. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:15. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, listen to this, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. My friend, in 2021, you had better lose your love for the things of this world. And fall in love with the one that is not of this world. Amen. Hallelujah. Lay it aside. Oh, push it away. Don't let it get in control of your life. Amen. Live for Jesus Christ. Don't live for yourself. Put your hope and your trust in Jesus. In 2021, we need to get back to what moves the heart of God. We need to realign with the Great Commission. Seeking and saving the lost. One soul, each one, reach one. Thank you, Sister Meg. One soul, reach one soul. Amen. That's not much to offer. That's not much to ask. Some of us here can reach many more than that. But just one. You are capable of reaching one soul. One person that is lost. Get me, that is going to burning, fiery, brimstone hell without knowing Jesus Christ, your friend, your family member, your close person that you're knit with. Sometimes I think we need to realize that. Get that picture in our mind that my lover, that my friend, that my coworker, whoever it is in your life, if they don't know about Jesus, there's a destruction coming. Amen. And God has offered a way of escape for them. It's simply we just got to tell them about it. Amen. We just got to pray and we got to seek God so that they're not lost. Amen. Oh, I hope it stirs your heart. Lord, help us, realign us today with the commission. You may be discouraged that you have found yourself barren when it comes to having spiritual children. I get it. I get it. But we can do something about it. We don't have to stay there. If it's been a long time, you don't have to stay there. Amen. We can pray. Every one of us here has got a voice. Every one of us here can bend our knees and pray and seek God for a soul to reach this year. God, lay it upon their hearts. Show me how to reach them, Lord. God, we can pray diligently for that soul, that God would open up the door for us to reach their life. Amen. That He would give us the tenacity to talk to them, to pray for them, to do whatever it takes to win their soul. We can put down the social media and we can get on our knees and tell God, like Hannah prayed to Eli, the prophet, that that thought she was drunk, only to find out that she was barren and wanted children. Oh, we got to get a hunger for what pleases God, and that's reaching and saving the lost. Amen. Hallelujah. God is hungering to see the lost saved. When saints of God, when is it the last time you poured your soul out before God for a soul? When is the last time you just cried and prayed and sought the face of God for a lost person that has lost their way and cannot find the things of God? You, my friend, do not have to be barren of spiritual children. God can give you a spiritual child. Amen. He wants, that's His desire. That's His will. Amen. Is to allow you to bear fruit, children. You had better do something with what He has birthed in you. Amen. He's empowered you, amen, to be witnesses. Maybe you have had several spiritual births in the past, and it seems that it's been a long time since you have conceived children. It's time to shake yourself in the old-fashioned prayer meeting and ask God to renew that love for His great commission, seeking and saving the lost. Shake us today, God. There is no retirement in God's kingdom. No retirement. We must keep ourselves about the King's mind. If you will fall on your face and plead with God, He will give you children. We have to determine what it is we will love the most. Will we love the things of the world and strive to get them, or will we deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus? What do you want? What are you working for? What are you living for? Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." God wants you to have good things. God wants you to have times of rest and pleasure. But we got to seek Him for the lost. He said to pray, therefore, that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers. God is wanting us to seek Him for laborers. He will show us. He will direct those that need Him to us. But we got to be about His business. Realigning with the Great Commission must cost you up front, but you can never outgive God. It'll cost you. Believe me, I drove to Akron today. Come back empty-handed. It costs. But with God, He never lets us go empty. Amen. I don't see it right now, but it'll come to pass. God's blessings will flow. Amen. I just got to keep doing what God calls me to do. Amen. Keep loving the lost. Keep reaching. Keep believing God that He is reaching those even when I don't see it. Hallelujah. He's reaching. Amen. He's leading us. He's guiding us. Seeking Him first is most important in our lives. Amen. Realign your life to seek Him first. The kingdom, what pleases God. Reaching lost people. That's His heartbeat. That's His desire. Reaching the lost. He always gives you more back than you give. Make the Great Commission the mission of your family. You want to spend time together? There's no better place to spend time than reaching the lost with your family. Teaching them how to love people and share the Word of God with them and bring them into the kingdom of God. Bring them into your home and show them how to live a holy life and righteous life and have a good time. Amen. The world don't know how to have a good time without tipping a bottle or smoking a joint or snorting a line. We can show them how to have a good time. Do it together as a family. Find ways that together you can win the lost. One thing is very important, that you had better not be found barren when Jesus comes. What did you do with what I gave you? Oh God, it was good when I first received it, Lord, and you know, just give me warm goosebumps all over when I came to church, and it helped me go to sleep at night when I went home. Oh, You're so good, God. Thank You for Your Spirit. He didn't give You Your Spirit for just that. He gave it to you for that, but He gave it for you to tell someone else that needs that. Amen. Needs that love and that warm feeling and that coziness when they come into the house of God, and needs that personal change in their life. Amen. He has enabled you to go out and reach the lost with what you have, what He has given you. He's empowered you today. You can reach the lost. He will require what you have done with the gift He has given you. I'm going to push us this year. Amen. To reach the lost. Reach the lost. Oh, you know, I'm doing this. Reach the lost. Reach another one. Don't stop there. Keep going. Reach some more. Get over here. Tell that one. One reaching one. That one reaching. And next thing you know, everybody's, this thing has gotten out of control. Amen. That's what needs to happen. Turn your world upside down with the gospel. Amen. Get a hungry Holy Ghost boldness like the disciples had. Amen. When God filled them with the Holy Ghost, they turned their world upside down. Luke 17 and 33 says, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Don't be fooled into thinking that what you do for Jesus doesn't matter. Everything you do for the kingdom will be rewarded. So many times, so many jobs that we have in the kingdom of God, in the church, seems unfulfilling. It's emptying the trash is not very, it doesn't feel good. Cleaning the toilets doesn't feel good. Mowing the yard is not fun. But it's necessary, because somebody is being reached, because we have a church in this area that is open. Their doors are open and people can come in here and find the truth of the Word of God, and their lives can be changed. Amen. And God has rewards in heaven. He don't do it right here as much. He does some. We get a little earnest of His inheritance right here. Amen. But when we get to heaven, we get the whole mother load. Yeah. Come on. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered in the heart of man what God has prepared for us. Amen. The rewards are going to be endless. And you'll be thinking, I just did that just for all this? Man, I should have done so much more. Ida. And I, if I'd only done much more. Don't be fooled into thinking what you're doing for God doesn't matter. God's going to require of you, and you can tell him one day, I reached God. I poured my life out. I told people about you. I prayed for them. I sought for their lives to be changed. It will matter. Everything is going to be rewarded. Let's get our minds off of the things of this world and let's sell out to the things of God. Amen. This is not the worst time to live. 2020 was not the worst time to live. It's the greatest hour. 2021 is the greatest hour to live in the church of the living God. Amen. You ain't seen nothing yet. Don't think that we are in the times like never before. The disciples faced more destruction of the church than we can't even imagine. I've never been stoned for preaching Jesus. I've never been hauled off to prison for preaching and never been beaten for preaching Jesus. We cannot get caught up in the politics of the world. It can so easily suck us into its grips. But I want to focus us in 2021 to be who I can personally, who can we personally win to Jesus Christ? Who can I reach for Jesus Christ? God, give me a soul that I can reach. If you are depressed about life, pray and ask God to lead you to someone you can lead to the church, to this church this year. Now, I'm not talking about a one-time prayer at the end of my sermon. God, help me to have a burden. And never pray again for a soul the rest of the year. I'm talking about realigning with the commission, the co-mission. Praying until it happens.